afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with Beans. It was a crazy weekend. A lot of crazy things happened, crazy shenanigans everywhere, but we have a lot to talk about today. And I want to say for the very first time, I did something today that I've never done before. And I came up to the office and I sat down and I did an outline for the show. I've never done this before, but I have... How do we see this? You can't see it. Oh, here we go. I've written down an entire outline for the show today. And I'm going to go through it. Hopefully, we'll get through a lot of it. It's important. I think it sets a good foundation for what we're going through right now and what we'll be going through in the future. Perhaps it could help some people. I hope it will. But before we get to that, I want to show you this video that came to me just minutes ago, but really illustrates it all. Really illustrates it all. This is a video of a dementia patient. She's 88. She has late stage dementia. I want everybody to listen to this. Ready?
No, this is beautiful.
Hey, can you tell me what your address is?
What my address is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. What color shirt did you have on yesterday?
I don't know.
What did you have for lunch today?
Food. Good food.
All right. So who is Linda? Do you know Linda? What about Paul?
Paul?
Paul. All right. Who is Jesus?
There you go.
Well, Jesus is the one that saved me and lives in my heart.
Amen.
And will take me home.
Glory to God.
Quite amazing.
I love him.
Isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what it's all about at the end of the day? Indeed it is. Indeed it is. So, with that as the beginning, we can talk about what's been going on lately, or we can go through a little bit of a history. So, I have clips up here that I was prepping for the show. I have some funny stuff here that I was going to play in the beginning of the show just to lighten up everybody's mood. But we have DeSantis being challenged to debate an actual Satanist. We have a man who died after having COVID for 613 days with a compromised immune system and the virus just mutating inside of his body. I have the Columbia rabbi warning Jewish students, don't come to campus. It's not safe enough for you. I have the Senate passing the FISA bill. I have the Congress, the United States Congress, waving around Ukrainian flags. I have a 10-minute clip from the Supreme Court oral arguments on the Enron provision. I have Ukraine passing the aid bill. I have, oh gosh, I have them spending all our tax dollars, a congressman talking about how he feels about it, the H5N1 strain being found in raw milk. I have the state financial officers that are putting Bank of America on notice. Please stop canceling people with different opinions than you. I have all of that, but I also have my show outline here that I wrote when I came upstairs. And sometimes I decide to veer off course a little bit, and that's what I'm going to do right now real quick. Starting with the foundation of Jesus and God and where he is in our hearts and how we feel when we think about him. If you are not at that place where you have that love in your heart, the lower end of the spectrum where all this negative that you're showered with every day comes from, it's the same whether you're on the left or the right. Politics don't matter. They don't matter at the end of the day. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of disgruntled people on the left. I mean, we know that they spend most of their time in an energy of negativity and hate and anger and victimhood, right? Then on the right, we have righteous indignation about what we perceive as the theft of our freedoms and the destruction of our country. But I wanted to start talking to everybody today about the path of a truth seeker, the path of a person newly awakened to what's going on around them, this stuff that we would talk about today on the show for an hour. And this happens to people in stages across the spectrum, right? So for me, this happened 20-something years ago. Many of you might find yourself in that same place. Many others of you in the audience today may find that you just had this happen to you 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Maybe it just happened this weekend when you caught the Flynn documentary. As we know, one of the people in our audience did see it and said in the pre-show chat, everything, this is not the same country I grew up in. Correct, it is not. Everybody wakes up at a different time, and there's, in my observation anyway, a certain path that we take as we go through this experience of realizing that literally everything that we have ever known is a lie. Everything we've been told is untrue. Everything that we thought we knew was seemingly blown up overnight when you get that first aha moment. And then you start seeking out, the truth. And for everybody, this occurs differently, but one thing remains the same. If everything you ever knew was a lie, anything can be true. So from the place of, if anything I ever knew was a lie, then everything else can be true. And that's when you start seeing people latching on to what many people consider crazy theories about things. There's a mixed bag in the audience here today. You know, you see the videos going around on social media of people saying things that you would consider absolutely insane. But before you attack or criticize or judge anybody, understand and think to yourself for a second, where are these people on their awakening journey? Where are they? Are they in the very beginning of their awakening journey? Are they in the middle of it? Where are they? Once this happens to you, you have to settle in on a new normal for yourself. You have to sit and think about, what am I going to do now? What does life even mean? What is my country? What is my place in this country? What do I want for this country, this world? What do I want to see? And you are angry. You are angry. Inevitably, you are so angry. And that is so understandable. But you also have to say, everybody's in a different place. You know, when I first started this 20 years ago, there were very few people that were with their eyes open. You know, we would say Jeffrey Epstein, Epstein Island, and people would mock us. But think about how far we have come from there in the truth making itself known for everybody. We've come from so far to where we are now, but everybody's in their own zone. Everybody's in their own zone. Some people turned on the television yesterday and were like, wait a second, that doesn't sound right. Some people did that. And then they're meeting people on the street or in the supermarket, or they're telling their family frantically, guys, everybody's in their own zone. But I've seen a lot of this going on over the past week or so. I've seen a lot of mocking. I've seen a lot of judgment. I've seen a lot of pointing the finger at. If you think, this would be a quasi post, if you think the moon landing was fake, then you're an idiot. If you think 9/11 was an inside job, then you're an idiot. If you think that everything is a psyop or something, you're an idiot. As though you know better than anybody else does what's true and what's false. And because you have come in your mind to a conclusion that you feel okay with, anybody that doesn't have the same conclusion as you is stupid and not worthy of time and just to be discarded. I have news for everybody. You don't know everything. You may be wrong about some things. You may be right about some things. But questioning everything is our responsibility if we are to advance on this path. We do not just take what people tell us anymore, especially if you're, let's call it zone one. Especially not if you're in zone one. If you're in zone one and somebody tells you the moon landing is fake, you're going to believe them because you've been lied to about everything for your entire life and you've just realized that. Tell somebody who has just gone through that, that what the government says about the moon landing is true. And see what they have to say to you. So should we go around criticizing people for realizing that it's all bullshit? Or should we show them what we know, pro or con to their belief system, whatever they're at right now, and appeal to them in a calm manner? Okay, here's what I know about this. Here's some facts and information. You can take that and do as you wish. It's all for you. It's all here for you. That is how you gently awaken people. You don't do it with a sledgehammer. You don't do it by telling them they're insane. You don't do it by screaming at them and telling them how stupid they are. You don't wake up your family who may be still asleep by screaming at them that everybody's a pedophile. It's just not going to do it, especially if this is their first kind of entree. I'm playing music because I need it. Their first entree into something like this. So once you are a person who may find themselves in this situation where you are completely disheveled, you don't know what to do. You don't know which end is up, which end is down. You are completely disheveled at this point. What do? You have to recenter yourself. You have to recenter yourself and figure out where you sit, because otherwise you're in a frantic place. You don't know how to move forward. You don't know how to handle your life. You live in fear of things most of the time. You live in fear that you're not going to be able to put groceries on the table. You live in fear that you're going to get sick from a deadly virus. You live in fear that you know, terrible things are going to happen in the country. You live in fear all the time. From a scientific standpoint, that stresses your adrenals to the point of illness, which then manifests the sickness. You see? So how do you find your true north again? How do you become the woman in the video in the beginning of the show that knows where her true center is, regardless of what is going on with her body physically? How do you do that? You settle in on your gut. You go to your heart. You go to your intuition. You can settle in on things. You can nestle down on them. Things that feel true to you. Things that feel like they ring to you. Start with your home life. I have a beautiful, amazing partner, spouse, who I love so much. Start there. If you don't have a spouse, I have a beautiful, amazing sister, brother, mother, father. Start there. Start outside of the political spectrum to reground yourself when all of this stuff is going on. Start with what you know. Settle in on what you know. What do you know? I know that for the most part, I am healthy. My body is working. I am breathing. My heart is beating every single second, and I don't have to do anything for that to happen. Start there. Then, I have a roof over my head. Maybe there's a hole in the roof. Maybe there's water leaking through it. Maybe you need new gutters. Maybe you need to have your roof redone. Maybe you are worried that tomorrow you won't have any food on the table because you're not sure if you're getting paid. Put that all aside. I have a roof over my head. When I flick the light switch, the lights go on. When I turn on the faucet, the water comes out. I have some form of sustenance in my fridge to go and eat. I have a bed to lay my head down on. I have family. that I love very much. Ground yourself in that. From there, once you're grounded in the things you know, the things you know inside of yourself, you can move outward to the things that you're not sure about and use that same energy you use to ground yourself in what you know. I have God. I have Jesus in my heart. I have my soul. I have my love for him. I know that that is true. I feel that so deeply inside of myself. Once you have found that feeling, evaluate everything outside of it from that perspective. What do you know? What do you know? When your illusion of everything that you thought was true is shattered, how do you go about your day and live your life when you have a burning desire inside of yourself to fix everything? How the hell are you supposed to forget everything and then just go out and live your life every day the same way you've done for the past, you know, however many years, when you see things being broken down all around you? Let me ask you a question. Does your anger about the situation with the Ukraine bill passing, has it done anything so far? Has it worked at all? Do they listen to anything that you have to say ever? The status quo, folks. Even people you thought you could trust, do they listen to anything you say? Given that that's the case, what are you supposed to do? How in the world are you supposed to live your life knowing all of this, feeling powerless to stop it, and still maintain any sense of yourself? How? You go back to the things you know you have as truth every single day, and you put one foot forward from that perspective. Moving forward in, you know, I could have done a podcast today, and I'm almost halfway through this. I could have done a podcast today that was angry as F. I was sitting there thinking to myself, how am I even going to portray to the world a way to think about what just happened over the weekend with the Ukraine bill and not have it be full of absolutely destructive anger? How am I going to make a show that's beneficial for somebody out there? I don't want to be the person that's fermenting that anger and that low feeling for everybody. We all know what's going on. We all know it's nasty. We all know this. I didn't want to do that today. Maybe we go about it a different way because they know how we feel. Maybe that anger is like feeding them somehow. Maybe that level or place that they occupy, that's all that's allowed there, is this feeling. Maybe we need to come a little bit above that to be able to affect any change. Maybe we need to step up a little bit. Maybe the anger and the righteous indignation and the nastiness and the hatred and the spitting and the... maybe that's not working, guys. Maybe that's not working. Because from where I sit, I don't see it working. It's not working. Maybe there's a different way we have to go about this, perhaps. Maybe we have to elevate ourselves above that in our everyday lives and elsewhere. Maybe that'll work. And do we have any reason not to try at this point? I mean, we're not winning as it is. The people that were supposed to be our friends are clearly not our friends. Maybe we need to try something different. And that starts with, again, that grounding of yourself, coming back inside of you. Nothing that you are doing with your blasting of that negative energy that you are absolutely right to feel. Trust me, I've been there too. I know. I know. Maybe that's not working. So we ground ourselves in what we know. How do we do that? especially when there are so many people out there right now all over the place that are looking to co-opt your newfound innocence. And I know that sounds crazy, but again, there are a group of people out there that are just every day that somebody comes across this revelation, they're just waking up, they're just opening up their eyes for the first time. There are snake oil salesmen and nasty people and grifters and people who will sell you a bag of crap and call it gold, taking advantage of the newfound innocence of every single person who has awoken to the fact that everything they ever knew was a lie. They will come along and they will dangle something pretty in front of you and tell you it's the truth when it's not. Maybe someone in this situation will stumble across this video and hear these words. Always go back to what you know is true. Ground yourself in what you know is true. The things we spoke about a few minutes ago. Ground yourself in the love you feel for your family. You know that's true. Ground yourself in the fact that you open your eyes each morning and it's a new day and a new opportunity. Ground yourself in the fact that you turn the light switch on, the lights go on for most people. Ground yourself in the fact that you have a roof over your head. Ground yourself in the fact that you can provide. Then evaluate everything from that space. Don't allow anybody outside of you to co-opt your newfound innocence. Don't allow them to take the puppet strings and puppeteer you based on some fear-based narrative that sells them a lot of books, gets them a lot of clicks, and gets you to be in more of that place of fear and loathing and anger, because they're right there like pariahs just waiting for it to co-opt your newfound innocence. So with all of the nasty crap that's going on, all of this, could there still even be love in the world? Could there still be prosperity? Could there still be goodness? Could there still be positivity? Of course, more than ever before. Why? Because when you see this contrast, it's inevitable. The human being is not meant to walk this planet in fear and anger and loathing. That's why it feels like absolute dog shit. Do you feel good when you're pissed and scared? No. And that feeling that you get causes you to yearn for the opposite, because that is our true being. The opposite of that feeling that you feel when you could do a show in the morning based on all the crap that's going on in the world, okay? When you could be the Monday morning show that feeds this negativity and anger for the rest of the week for everybody. You want the opposite of that. You crave the opposite of that. Where could you find that? I want to feel love. Where do you find it? Again, you go back and you ground yourself in what you know. And you start from there. And every time throughout the day you come across a news story, you find yourself in that place, you remember again what you know. And you gauge everything based off the feeling you have when you think about what you know. And then you put it into perspective. You do this, how? Go into prayer. Sit in silence for a few moments, speak to God, even if it's a minute or two. When you're done with that, you'll see. You'll see. Hold on. You'll see what happens. And I want to talk about something else right now that's going on quite a bit all over social media. When we spend on our team, let's consider our team, even though I hate saying that. Our team, on the right, our team. when you spend your time social media surfing, do you not see all of these like different sects fragmenting everywhere? People are just nitpicking over everything. They're nitpicking over everything. Arguing and bitching at one another and like just constantly. What is that? Is that normal or is that engineered somehow? Are we all just that nasty inside right now that we have to literally slaughter one another with our words? When I say the word slaughter, how does that feel to you? Does that feel good? Or does it feel like crap? Words have power. Words have meaning. Words have energy behind them. When they come out of your mouth, there's a vibration behind them. When they come out of your fingers, that same vibration that comes out of your mouth is coming out of your fingers, okay? Before you speak poorly about somebody, and I do this too all the time, and I'm getting much, much better. Before you type out something that makes you feel that negative feeling that you had a minute ago, stop and think about, would you really want to, why? I'm having this conversation right now with a bunch of people in my neighborhood. I have an HOA drama going on, guys. It's really crappy. And they're all very angry. Everybody's very angry. Everybody's angry, like angry. And they're festering on it. Festering. And I'm sitting here like all of that nasty anger is inside of them, making them feel like crap. The people that are the target of that anger don't feel any of it. They don't know any of it. They have no idea it's even happening. You think members of Congress feel how you feel about what they just did? They don't care. You think they care? Why are you torturing yourself that way? Why are you torturing yourself? Why? If you're online and you see a video come by your screen of a fat person exercising, why do you feel it necessary to comment underneath saying something negative about that person's leggings? Why? What inside of you is driving you to be that way? It's not your natural state, I promise you. All the anger and the hatred and the pissed offness you have about idiot members in Congress who could care less what you think is driving your actions elsewhere. It is so hard to contain all this. But again, every time you start getting overwhelmed, shut it down. Walk away. This is not good for my business model, people, okay? My business model is to report to you these nasty things that are happening. It's not easy for me. Trust me, it's not, especially not lately. Close it down. Walk away. Walk away. Go back to what you know. Ground yourself in what you know. The next thing, this is so inherent in everybody, and I have to tell you again, and I'm not preaching at you guys, I'm just venting. This is what's inside beans today. Ready? You are powerful. I know that sounds crazy. No matter what, at the end of the day, if you really sit with it, nobody, no congressman, no ruler, no king, no queen, nobody can take away your freedom. I know that sounds insane because we see people being thrown in the gulag every single day. But if you remember, what's his name from Alex Jones? I'm forgetting his name. Shit. He went into jail and came out a new man because they cannot take your soul from you. That is where your freedom lies. That is where your power lies. You are a free being. Nobody can take that from you unless you let them. No politician can take that from you unless you give that away to them by acquiescing to their desire for your anger, negativity, and pissed offness. Nobody can take your freedom from you. And that freedom that you have inside of you is what drives everything on this planet, in this country. You think the founding fathers let the kings over, and the king over overseas, over on the other side of the pond, take their freedom from them in any way, shape, or form? No. They found God and they started a country they hoped would be based on freedom. That freedom that they felt in here. When you're not sure what to do, go back in here. Ground yourself in it. Don't give your power away to an a-hole politician waving around a Ukrainian flag in the halls of Congress. Guys, are they worth a moment of your joy? Are they worth it? No. This next one is going to be a little bit interesting to explain. How many of you guys out there, and I'm going to give it a pause, are feeling desperation? How many of you? I feel it quite a bit. Raise your hand. Type a one if you feel desperate, if you feel frantic, if you don't know what to do. Raise your hand. Anyone? I've got one. I always come back to this. What problem have we ever solved from a place of desperation and fear? What problem has ever been solved from there? Very few. So what I'm saying today is basically we need to pull ourselves out of that gutter. We need to recenter in what we know. We need to take a deep breath, keep it calm, because a calm and focused warrior is a much more effective one than a frantic, angry mess that is grasping for anything to affirm that feeling for them. There is an industry of it flourishing right now, an industry of people just wanting to seize that negative emotion you've got and feed the flames of it. We will never win from there. We will never win from that place. We won't. So what do we do? What do we do? Go out into the countryside and live like hippies, just ignoring everything that's going on? Oh man, that kind of actually sounds nice. That actually sounds really nice. Nope. What do we do? We lead our personal lives in a way we can be comfortable with. We start using our internal guidance system to settle on proper information. We view the culture war in the light that it's meant to be viewed in. And we change the culture by being the culture we want to see. Accountability stems from there. Accountability stems from putting one foot in front of the other every single day from the set point that we feel inside is the right one. People like me will shine a light on what people like Mike Johnson are doing in Congress. You will take that information in. Use your compass that I've explained to you this entire time. Settle on what you think. Take whatever fear and anger and despair and frustration you feel. temper it down to a place that's workable and convert that into action in a calm way. Rise above the down here where you're frantic and angry and throwing things at the wall. Rise above it just a little bit. Take 10 steps upwards. Start from here now. Thoughtful collaboration. Stop throwing swords at your friends. Stop using your fingers and your mouth to spread what you would never want to see in the world. And get to work from a ground that you feel comfortable walking on. Not from the gutter, not from down in the gutter, not from there. Bring yourself up out of the gutter. Stand on that level ground that you can find. Even if everything you've ever been told in your entire life is a lie, think for a moment before you type. Think for a moment before you speak. Convert the anger you have into a more positive frequency that you can then convert into accountability and action. Intentional action. Intentional grounded action. Not from down here on the floor, but from here. And then eventually, we move up higher than that. But we're here now on the ground floor. Start there. Start on the ground. Whenever you get overwhelmed, whenever you feel upset, whenever you feel frantic, whenever you feel anger, that anger, you know how that feels. That anger you get right here, stop. Bring yourself back to what you know. Make it something happy. The love of your kids. A memory. Then take action from there. It's the only thing that's gonna work. The rest of the shit ain't working, people, okay? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. The rest of this shit ain't working. The frantic fighting from down in the floor is not working. It's not. Whenever you're evaluating a new piece of information that's come across your desk, go back inside, figure out what you know. What do you know? How does it feel to know what you know for sure? Evaluate that information from that perspective. Does it feel the same as when I know what I know? Or does it feel different? If it feels different, put it on your pile of, I'll reevaluate that. I'll look further into it. Don't give them your power by following their carrot on a string and emotionally reacting immediately to everything you see. I'm going to end it today. I'm 15 minutes early. I don't want to get into anything else. I think we're good. I hope this is helpful to someone out there. They first just open their eyes and they're in utter shock and they're seeing the sunlight for the first time. Or if they're a seasoned veteran who's been doing this for frickin' decades. I love all of you guys so much. So much. Before I go today, though, I have to say, there are a lot of people out there right now that are huge, massive Matt Hat Jerky fans. They're taking the world by storm. Everybody's getting their jerky and posting about it. If you want to support me, it would be so greatly appreciated. You could go to matthatjerky.com/TracyBeans. Pick yourself up a bag of jerky. Get yourself some carnivore meat. Eat it and then take on the world. Whenever you're feeling despair, find love. Despair feels like absolute dog shit. You do not like feeling that way. That's why you can tell. You're not supposed to be that way. You're not supposed to live that way. That's not how you are supposed to live. Look for something better. That's it for today, folks. I love all of you guys so much. Truly, I mean that. Thank you for being here and for watching and letting me vent. And hopefully this is helpful. You can share it with your friends if you find it valuable. And I will see you guys all on Facebook.